Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
I believe the power of your will is one of the most underutilized and undervalued faculties you possess. Strange, isn't it, that throughout life we fight for the right to express our free will, to look the way we want, act the way we want, do what we want. It's a horror at a very deep level to allow someone else to stifle our creativity, our freedom, our choice, and so on. Yet for many, whilst we fly the flag for free will, using the power of your will is completely foreign. Now, it's probably best that I make clear what I feel the differences between free will and willpower are. Generally speaking, free will is the ability to express, act out, and do things at your own discretion. Now, granted, because we're communal beings, it's important that you temper that free will by taking others' feelings and their free will into consideration, too. For example, don't harm someone as a result of your free will, or don't crush somebody else's free will with yours. Then what is willpower? Well, according to most dictionaries, your will is the internal faculty by which you make a decision which leads to some action, or for some of us, inaction. Now, the power component assumes you will effectively stand by that decision. If you have willpower, it means you see your decisions through. If you don't, that means you just talk the talk and you never walk the walk. Now, if someone took away your ability to exert your free will, I'm sure you'd be quite displeased. So, if you have this gift of exerting your free will, don't you think you should see it through? Don't you think you should power it up? So, let me ask you, where is the beginning of a journey, any journey? Have a think about this. It's at the cusp of a decision now, isn't it? You think something and you arrive at a point where you exert your will to make a decision. Whether that decision is the path to ultimate health, abundant wealth, attracting love, or whatever, it all starts with the expression of your free will. Then the kicker is using your willpower to see it through. The power of your will helps you take that first step, then the next, and then the next, until you finally arrive at your destination. What could using your willpower change for you? How different would your life be if you just followed through with all of your intentions? What's stopping you now? There's just one simple question you need to ask yourself to ensure you power up your will in order to stick by all those good intentions you have. Really, just one. Trust me here. Every time you make a decision for the better, or plot out a whole list of things you want to achieve or do, and then start feeling your follow-through wavering, just ask yourself, will my next action get me closer or further from my goal? Naturally, your decision is yours, and if you don't follow through, you'll just need to be happy with whatever that outcome is. But if you decide you want to earn more money, eat healthier, or whatever, you will need to exert some effort to make it happen. Don't just talk the talk, as they say. Make sure you walk the walk, too. And after all is said and done, if you find that powering up your will is just too hard for you, if you always find some excuse to not complete whatever it is you set out to do, then don't get upset that you haven't achieved your goals. Ultimately, you're responsible for the outcome, be it what you wanted or not, so just accept it. I'd like to leave you with this last thought today. Think back to the last time you made a decision about something exciting or for the betterment of your life. Did you follow it through? And if not, when would now be a good time to start? Namaste, sweet friends.